Thank you guys for joining the 9 East podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 9i Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining us. As I always say, subscribe to this damn channel. As I always say, go and get that damn book, MLB to CFP Live on app on Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. You go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. And today, we're going to continue our sessions on business ownership, and we're going to go through the basics. We're going to go to the basics of structure. We're going to talk about taxing and filing. We're also going to talk about just building a team around you and who you need. You know, I like to keep these short. Let's get it. So welcome everyone to today's episode. We're diving into the basics of business ownership, what it means, how to get started, and why opportunities are limitless. Before we jump into the nitty gritty, let me share a story that really highlights how lucky we are to be in one of the most developed economies in history. Not long ago, I had an outdoor kitchen installed. The individual that was installing it was not, well, he's an American citizen, but he told me, he pulled me aside while they were doing all their things. He pulled me aside and said, Kevin, you know what? This country we live in is phenomenal. I said, why is that? He told me back where he's from, the opportunities that we have here in America didn't exist for him. He's building a business, he's building a brand, and he's doing a lot of work around my community and other communities here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Installations, he even fixed my roof. So he's now running a successful business and living the American dream. That story stuck with me. I even did a LinkedIn post about it. It's a powerful reminder of the potential we all have when we are passionate about what we're wanting to build. So with that in mind, let's talk about how to harness that passion and turn that passion into a successful business. There is a process, and I'm here to walk you through it step by step. So you may have an idea. You may want to put it on a business plan and present it to people and all this other stuff. You may want to raise capital, but we're not going that deep into it today. We're just talking about building and starting your business. Some of you may want to just DBA your business, go down to the courthouse and set up a DBA for $15-$20. That's fine as well. Put the DBA in your name, and that's okay. But there's three main categories here. We're not going to talk about C Corps today. We're just going to talk about three main categories for you starting your business. The first one is going to be the sole proprietorship. It's the easiest to set up, but offers no legal separation between you and your business. What does that mean? Well, what that basically means is if something were to happen, your business can get sued, but you would also be able to get sued as well. So there's no liability protection there. But it's very simple to set up. It's quick, easy, and it's painless. It's almost like setting up a DBA, but it's a little bit more than that. But it's very, very painless. Two, a limited liability corporation or an LLC. People do this because it provides liability protection and is relatively simple to manage as well. It's a step above a sole proprietorship. Again, so sole proprietorships, no legal separation between you and your business. An LLC provides that liability protection and is very similar, easy to manage as well. Next is going to be the S Corp. This offers potential tax advantages, but comes with a little bit more compliance issues and more of a headache. But again, we're not going to get into the complexities of the S Corp and how the taxes and all that stuff. That's for another episode. Ha ha. But again, the S Corp is definitely an opportunity there. It does provide the same protections as the LLC, but it gives you a little bit more in regards to the tax advantages that it provides. So each of these has their pros and cons, but it's important to choose a structure that aligns to you and your goals. If you're unsure about which of these that you need, get you a financial advisor, get you someone, maybe a CPA or someone working or CFP preferably, that can help you decide which direction you can go. Now, again, CFPs are not going to give you legal advice because this is more of a legal requirement. So maybe you can get you an attorney to figure that out as well. But on top of that, whether you're a sole proprietorship, LLC, or S Corp, another designation is going to be how you identify these companies. Sole proprietorships in some cases are just someone's social security number. They can definitely do that. LLCs and S Corps are EIN. So what you'll do is you'll go on to your Secretary of State website. Of course, you have to apply for your business. Make sure that that business name is there. Scrub all the names, and if it's a funny business name, that's fine as well. But apply for your business name. You'll get that information back, hopefully in a timely manner. And then once you get that information back from the Secretary of State, then you go apply for your EIN federally. The EIN number comes in, boom, now you have your EIN. It's basically instantaneous. You go apply for it, you get it. And that's the new number that you're going to apply to open bank accounts, brokerage accounts, or what have you to hold cash in. So the EIN number is very important. So we talked about a little bit about the structure of the business. I'm not going to get too in depth with it today because those are more podcasts later. I got to keep my information, and I got to be able to segment this to give you more information, to give you good information. So now, the second segment is going to be understanding taxation. Let's talk taxes. This is an area that trips up many new business owners, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. Here are a few key points. Working with an EA or a CPA or possibly a financial advisor, setting up your safe harbor payments. Kevin, what is a safe harbor? Well, these are your estimated taxes you pay throughout the year, typically quarterly. They're designed to help you avoid penalties and keep you in good standing with the IRS. In general, every quarter you pay into the tax system based on either what you made last year or what you're expected to make this year. You have to pay those dollars into the system because if you don't, you're going to get hit with a failure to pay penalty. Now, we're not going to get into the percentages and all of that stuff. That's for a later podcast as well. But you have to make your safe harbor payments based on if you didn't make any income last year, based on what you're expected to make this year. So always make something into the system. So working with professionals, hiring a tax professional, preferably an enrolled agent or certified public accountant can save you some time, money, and stress. They'll help you minimize liabilities and make sure you're filing everything on time and correctly. Also, your annual filings, depending on your state, you may need to file franchise documents each year. And now there's this new beneficial ownership information that again, they're going back and forth with, but filing that, making sure that's taken care of because there's significant penalties if you don't do that. Staying informed and proactive about what's required to keep your business compliant is important. I can't tell you how many times people don't realize, like, oh, I thought I could just start a business and start making money. And then ultimately, they don't realize that they had to pay taxes. What? And then now a year goes by, you have a $24,000 hickey that you're not ready for. So please understand that this is imperative. That you must be able to pay your taxes on time. But that doesn't mean depending if you're an S Corp, LLC, or sole proprietorship, it doesn't mean that your tax payments are all going to be personal or all going to be business. There's two separate things here. You have two different entities. You have your personal and you have your business. You got to make sure your business is not falling behind. So you have to build your team. Running a business is not a solo endeavor. You'll need to have a team of advisors, planners, and associates to help you guide through the complexities of entrepreneurship. Surround yourself with people who can offer expertise in areas where you may not be strong. Again, you're not legal. You're not an accountant. You're not a tax professional. You want to do something great. You want to build your business. Go build your business, but have a team behind you to make sure that you're staying compliant whether it's legal, financial, or operational support. Having this network will set you up for long-term success. I'm going to kind of caveat or change this a little bit and talk to you around why this is important. Again, we live in one of the greatest countries in existence at this point. We have the ability to create wonderful, outstanding things. If you have an idea, you can go build it. If you see inefficiencies in an area that you want to make better, you can go fix it. Everything starts with an idea, whether it be Microsoft in a garage or Jeff Bezos's Amazon in a small office. Everything starts with an idea. You have the ability to change lives, no matter how small or how big. So as we wrap this up, I want to bring it back to the story I started with. The outdoor kitchen builder who felt blessed to be in America serves as a powerful example of what's possible. He recognized the opportunities available and worked hard to turn his dream into a reality. And that's the takeaway. That's the takeaway I want to leave you with today. The sky is truly the limit when you're passionate and willing to work for it. Now, I'm not going to say that hard work guarantees success, because that's absolutely not the case. Hard work guarantees one thing and one thing only. It guarantees that whether it be this endeavor or next endeavor, you'll be that much better in the future. Hard work guarantees learning. Hard work guarantees something that other people are not willing to do. That's the reason why some of these companies work, because their people are willing to put in the work and go through the muck to create something that they feel is valuable. So again, with the right knowledge, preparation, and team, you can build something incredible, especially here in America. So I hope this has been a great episode. This has been very quick, of course, because again, I wanted to kind of give you just a quick hit on just some business ownership basics. We talked about the LLC, the limited liability part of it. We talked about the S-Corp. We're going to go deeper into that in other sessions, but we're just talking about the basics. One, making sure your business structure is set up correctly, whether you want liability, whether you want to put in your social security number, whether you just want to start a business as a DBA, it's there for you. Two, making sure your taxation is buttoned up. So many business owners don't have that taken care of, and they come to the end of the year that they have a huge tax liability. They can't afford it, and their business goes to hell in a handbasket. We don't want that. Make sure you have a CPA, an EA, or a CFP, or someone that's certified in the field that can make sure that your business is in the right standing. And finally, building a team around you inside of your business. And the most important thing is getting a mentor that's been in this business prior, that's sitting at the place that you want to be, helping you understand the ins and outs of the business, making sure they give you their time, because people that are successful, and I'm going to tell you this, successful people will give you their time. No matter what people say, successful people will give you their time because they're successful. You don't have to pay for it. They're wanting to hand that down. That's their give back into the ethos. Thank you guys for joining the 90s podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Go and get my book. You might be the CFP live on Apple and Amazon. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage. We like to give you these things in bite-sized punches, right? You don't need to have a 30-minute, 40-minute diatribe of me explaining everything, because it just goes through one ear and out the other. We're going to make these quick, informational, and we're going to continue to do these so you can learn, listen, and love. Thank you guys for joining me. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.